A string is an array of characters with a special property, that property being that the last used character in that array is always a null byte, a zero byte. That convention makes it so that we can hold strings in an array of characters, and by looking for the null byte, we know where it ends, and so we can write functions that compute the length, we can write functions that process a string by maybe concatenating it to another or whatever. But we always know where the string ends. It's not just the end of the array, because that would be quite inconvenient. Arrays are fixed size. So, in a sense, this allows me to have a variable length string inside of a fixed array by just having this convention of looking for a null byte and not going beyond that. Now, this is kind of a primitive string processing paradigm. That's just the way it is. BASIC, which is a lot older than C, does a lot better than that. Well, fortunately, C++ and Java also do a lot better. They have string classes which behave the way you would like them to, as you'll see in the later chapters. To initialize an array of strings, you can do it the old-fashioned way. That is, you can have an initializer list inside of curly braces, like we've seen so far for arrays. But you can do one other thing as well. You can use a string literal. That is a collection of characters inside of double quotes. What the compiler will do is go ahead and figure out what you really mean. It knows that the first character inside that string is supposed to be the first character in your array, and so it'll do the mapping in a straightforward manner.